Hey, good morning, everyone. Wednesday, May 15th. This is Will here doing the morning brief. Before we get into performance from yesterday and some developments, just want to highlight some things on the economic calendar this morning. The screen that you're seeing right now is from FactSet. Good platform right here. We have some notable things on the calendar. Of course, CPI, core CPI, and you have hourly earnings. You have retail sales coming out later as well, then the housing market index, which people have cared about a bit more lately. So overall, a really heavy day for economic news, meaning some potential for more magnitudinous, if that's a word, bigger moves within the market. As for movement yesterday, though, we had the Russell 2000 at the top of the leaderboard, have some interesting things to say about that. Developed markets, NASDAQ Composite, both up 75 basis points. NASDAQ Composite, I believe, hit a new all-time high. S&P 500, about 50 basis points. And a lot of this gain came late in the afternoon. On the downside, crude oil and the US dollar were the lone areas. Starting to look at the NASDAQ Composite, as I said, new all-time intraday, all-time high. It looks like chart high. It matched it from 16,500. So overall, pretty constructive picture there. And note that it's not too overbought right now. It's just at 29%. So just above the middle of that trading band. S&P 500 matched its all-time chart high at 5,250. Of course, 5,300 would give us another buy signal and a new all-time chart high. And similar story, not materially overbought right now. It's just at 33%. The middle is zero. The top would be 100. Typically, anything above 70 is where we get moderately or significantly overextended, but we're far from that right now. Emerging markets, I think, had one of the more notable chart breaks yesterday. This is EEM. We broke above the January 2023 chart highs, as you can see here with the green X at 43. The prior chart highs from, again, January 23 were 42.50. 43 is some old resistance from May of 22. Not sure if we really have the same buyers and sellers from that point. The further you go back with charting, maybe the less you weigh certain areas of resistance and support because the buyers and sellers have changed. All that said, emerging markets certainly looking stronger here coming out of this big area of consolidation. Fund score has been improving as well. Russell 2000, this is the long-term 40-point chart. On the shorter-term view, it still looks pretty congested and pretty consolidated. On this 40-point chart, we're seeing maybe a bit more life right here. We can stretch our imagination to see that it looks like there's some type of short-term uptrend forming here. Big important resistance is still at that 2120 level. Haven't meaningfully tested that as of late. But now there's copper, and emerging markets and copper and the Russell 2000 all have something in common, and is that they tend to move together. This is the copper chart. It was a big yesterday, up over 3%, new all-time high for copper. So never in history have copper prices been higher. This is the 10-cent chart. So here we have this huge extension up to five, matching the March 2022 chart highs. I saw a piece online which kind of prompted the discussion this morning. This is copper prices in green and the Russell 2000 in blue. So seeing directionally, they tend to move together. Of course, no correlation is perfect, but this is a key relationship to keep an eye on. Thank you, Caleb, for putting this on the radar. So Russell 2000 and copper move together. So if we see copper continue to advance and move higher, I think that could give us some support for the Russell 2000. I think there is an economic application here. So why is that the case? Copper is a base metal. Its use is widespread across the economy. Typically, prices do well when the economy is doing better. So that gives you some amount of risk taking. Small cap companies playing it into that. I mentioned copper is also correlated with emerging markets. So we talked about that breakout earlier in the video today. This is a piece that we actually wrote at the end of March. We talked about copper and emerging markets. Of course, you can see here in the chart panels how they were moving together, and they have over long periods of time. And then we brought up China that was significantly oversold at multi-year lows. So we're saying like, hey, if we see breakouts from copper, we think that the China trade could have some more steam, and that did develop over the past couple of months. How long that goes on, we don't know, but we know historically these three areas, copper, emerging markets, and the Russell 2000 tend to move together. So if you're kind of putting some pieces together of a technical case, I think that's part of it today. Parting shot is going to be copper gold ratio, copper heavy morning brief. Sorry about that. But copper gold ratio, I think if you want to have one chart on your mind, it's going to be this one. This is one box away from returning to a relative strength buy signal. Historically, the best returns for the market have come when copper is on a buy signal against gold. So we are right on the cusp of that right here. So set this up as a custom alert on your system, set an alert for it. And make sure we hopefully get a buy, back to buy signal change there. A reversal down would not be a good sign. All right, that's what I had on deck for the morning brief today. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you later.